is, you know, we've all had the weather reports that we've seen, and it looks really ominous, and things kind of pitter out, and everyone said, what was the big hoorah, you know, about? But there seems to be a growing consensus. We are going to have low snow. The question is, you know, how much and how, you know, how soon? And so you want to, you know, wish for the best, but be prepared for the worst. So on that, you know, along that line, we're really asking people to be prepared, to be sheltered in place for a good couple, 2-3 days, you know, minimum. You know, if it's heavy snow and it's low, it's going to take time for us to get there with the plows, to get roads cleared. We could see a whole nother bunch of, I don't know if there's any more live oaks in the county that could come down. It seemed like they all came down the last storm, but that took out power, so people need to be thinking they're going to be without power. So all the things that you need to do to be home and be prepared to be sheltered in place include having your food and water supplies for everyone in your family, you know, the batteries, you know, radios, flashlights, your heating supplies. If you do have wood, especially in those high parts of the county, get the wood inside or under shelter and don't let it get buried by feet of snow. We've had that happen with folks, and then they needed help getting it, particularly elderly folks, getting it in. Mm-hmm. Clothing, blankets, medical supplies, prescriptions. There are a growing number, it seems like, of people on oxygen. And if power goes out and they can't, you know, regenerate that, they need to have, you know, extra cylinders and those things if they're going to be home. Something I really push in this day and age of electronics, the cell phones are great. You know, the cordless phones at home are fine. But when the power goes out, you're going to lose communications. And, you know, I've always recommended keep a basic phone at home that you can plug into the wall, a direct, you know, line. And even when the power's out, you can still call out. And you can also call in. And communication is a big issue. Back, I mentioned dispatchers. If people can't communicate with their loved ones and friends, those friends and loved ones are going to worry about them. And if they can't call in and talk to you, then they're going to end up calling oftentimes our Sheriff's Dispatch 911 Center with non-emergency calls, which are, you know, clogging up, you know, that. But for everyone's benefit, you know, get a basic phone, pay the $10 or whatever it is, you know, have it on the shelf and then plug it in when the, you know, if your power goes out.